Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. Give me beer, whiskey, wine, or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My football team's got me drinking.
Back at it again with another episode of the Shades of Blue Soccer Show. One more week until Sporting KC finally plays again. I'm Cody Bradley, Thad Bell and Robert Russert are here. We are the KC Soccer Journal. We're now in the third week of the summer break for Sporting Kansas City. After the
it's been
early,
long, hasn't it?
It feels like it's been a long time. After the early elimination from the League's Cup, which just wrapped up last night, Lionel Messi has already won a trophy for the last place team in Major League Soccer. What was that? Eight games, right? Or seven games. And he has 10 goals. 10 goals in seven games. And they've already hoisted a trophy. It was a wonderful game. I was actually working at an event that was the Balloon Glow last night.
You were there? Okay.
At the World
War
I.
We were there for a bit.
Yeah, and there were no balloons. It was a balloon glow, and there were no balloons because it was mildly windy, so they didn't even put them up. All those people gathered.
Yeah, so disappointing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Honestly, it was a very long day, and it was hot, and I was just rooting for anarchy by the end of it. I was really excited. Like, there was a question of if the balloons were going to go up, and I'm like, no, keep them down. I just wanted to see the world burn.
There may have been more anarchy if the balloons did go up, though.
That's, oh, wow, yeah. Actually, I didn't even think of that. That's a valid point.
Like rolling across with the crowds, you know, burying people under as they tumble across.
And there's flames going, too, so that might have actually been a little too much anarchy. But the point being about this story was that I made them turn on, next to the Chiefs game, I made them turn on TUDN so I could catch Messi win this trophy. And it was a good game into PKs. Love a good keeper penalty shootout. I like when they both have to go. One great shot from the keeper and a good save from the other. So, Thad, I see your name here, your new bit that has been being stolen by everyone else on the show. Thad liked the League's Cup. So he seems to have decided officially that Thad liked the League's Cup. It was a good game. It was a good tournament for you, Thad.
I think I was one of the few people that actually was in favor of it from early on because
I think so.
I would get to see other teams that I don't normally pay attention to, like Miami, Monterey, you know, teams like that. But yeah, no, I thought it was going to be at least a decent, fun thing to do and see if it would work going forward. And I kind of liked it. I didn't mind it. I mean, I didn't watch every game by a long shot, but yeah, it was good.
Did you watch the final last night?
Just the end. I was doing something else and kind of caught the end and watched the last bit before the penalties. And then as soon as it was done, I was over, man. I did not want to see anybody lift trophies.
I got to see a good trophy hoist. I had to tune in for that part. And Messi did the cool thing. He gave the captain's ban to who was that?
Yedlin.
That's right.
And they both lifted the trophy.
Yeah. That was cute. It was cool.
It was a classy thing to do.
Very classy. Messi's in.
I don't think Ronaldo would have done that.
No, he would not. And I love Messi at this stage of his career. He's still killing it on the field. He's happy with his family. He's like doing them both at the same time. It's like this is like the retirement stage of his career. Like, I think he is taking it a little more easy. He's enjoying this easier life here, and he's also dominating on the field.
So did you hear? Obviously, I don't think Cody you initially heard. Did you go back and listen to the highlights, either of you?
I did go. Yeah, I watched the highlights, yeah.
So just as Messi picks up the ball, one of the commentators goes, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect timing. Uh-oh.
He had one little drop of the shoulder, and it was on that left foot, and it was just, uh-oh. There was nothing you could do from that point.
Nice,
sure. I even brought in, so it was this event where they had the Chiefs game playing, and I was talking to anyone and everyone that would listen and trying to spread the game of soccer at this thing as well I could. And there were people that straight up someone, I said the name Messi, and this person didn't even know who Messi was. And they got to see that goal, and it was a pretty goal, and they cheered, and it was good. Oh, nice. I made one new soccer fan, I think.
There you go. Spreading the gospel.
Doing my part in Sporting KC's off season here.
Yeah, see if they stick.
So, Robert, do you think this league has legs going forward?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I think some Mexican teams are pissed off, you know, first of all, because of the travel. Second of all, I think they're a little upset about the money. You know, maybe it's going to be more next time around, probably will be. But, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a good thing going forward. And what I hear of other offers of European teams wanted to invite MLS teams or something like that to tournaments, or just things growing like that. So we'll see.
I haven't heard that. I'd be interested in hearing things like that.
Yeah.
And Thad, you mentioned, we talked about the Leagues Cup and the success of it previously. There were the problems, you know, that took a lot out of the Mexican teams, the travel did. And so Thad pointed out the possibility of giving them a home base. You know, you give them a stadium for the duration of the tournament. So, yeah, there are things they can work on and improve. But I will call myself surprised that this thing did turn out nice, and it is like a trophy that is worthy to be played. I wanted, at the beginning of this, I wanted the team to just, all MLS teams to just throw it away and play the bench. But no, this was good. They've won me over officially.
And it was good that it was a break for all the teams, so that it wasn't like trying to mix up, mm-hmm. you know, lineups and stuff. Everybody could put out their best lineup if they wanted to. And I think most teams did.
You know, for the World Cup, you like fill your DVR with games, right? And you want those to be games you want to go back and watch. There are about five or six games in the League's Cup that I would go back and watch because they were such good games.
Yeah, that's a valid point. I don't consume soccer like that, but that is a good barometer of good football or good
I think that would make a good top five list, Robert.
Yeah. Robert's top five games he's got on his DVR yet to watch.
There you go.
So what happened?
Again and again.
We mentioned Monterrey. What happened to Monterrey in that third place game? Did they not play their starters? Is that what happened there? 3-0 to Philadelphia?
I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, I didn't look at the lineup, but I don't think they were too into it. They're just like, get us home, man.
Yeah, I mean, at that point when so many of the teams were fighting that struggle of the travel, then they had to go play a third place game that genuinely didn't matter.
But it did matter.
They already had a Champions Cup position locked up, Monterrey, right? So it didn't matter for them for that.
Third place.
I don't know.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
I think they did, yeah.
But the third place game mattered for that.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah.
Okay. Learn something new every day. And the break in MLS schedule is over today. Games are starting here. We're recording early evening, and the round of games are starting up again. And so I guess Sporting Kansas City just got lucky. We've already played so many games more than everyone else that got one extra week here.
Yeah. Everybody makes up those one or two games in hand now.
Well, there are teams that have three right now in hand on us. So.
Right. Okay. Any other thoughts on the League's Cup before we move on, close the book on that chapter? It's so funny to me that Miami has done all of this. They've hoisted a trophy and then are just immediately going back to last place.
All right. So, hey, favorite goal of the tournament from Messi? You guys have a choice.
It's got to be a Messi goal, right? Just the favorite goal of the tournament has to be one of his.
Well, favorite Messi goal of the tournament. Yeah, it's got to be the free kick tie it late, right?
Yes, it's got to be that free kick. I'm giving it to that one. It was the first one, and just something about it.
It does feel very scripted, though, that Messi comes into the league, comes off the bench, scores a goal, everything goes right, they win it all.
I know. I've got some cynical friends that everything that happened in this tournament, it just unfolded the way that they were saying it was going to and to be scripted. But that's Messi. I don't know. Messi and his buddies come and they turn everything upside down.
Well, you were talking about the PK shootout with the goalkeepers. I mean, gosh, he just went up there and whacked that ball, and that can go wrong easy. Yeah. So it worked out for him, but that can go wrong easily.
That's why I love the keeper penalties. They're waiting for that moment their entire lives. And the announcer actually said that he had been taking some in training and was ready for it. But yeah, that was a hell of a strike. About as good as anyone took in the whole round.
Most keepers do take penalties when they're getting ready for games like this, though. So, I mean, that's not that unusual.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, but Pinico, or however you say his name, did not look confident stepping up for his. It's like, oh, no, he's going to miss this, or he's going to get saved.
Yeah, and it was because the one that he saw from the other keeper was such a strong shot that it was like, oh, my right. God, I wasn't ready for that. I can't do that.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, let's move along here. Sporting Kansas City. San Jose is coming to town on Saturday. San Jose is actually playing here this evening. So I guess it is most other teams are in action tonight. Yeah. So they're playing Vancouver tonight. Last time we played, 3-0 loss back in April. That was one of the Castellanos red card games. He did have multiple, right? Did I add on to it just because it was so painful? But yeah, that was one of at least the Castellanos red card game.
Maybe you're thinking of some of the mistakes he made that felt like red cards.
Yeah, they just felt like it. So Robert, remind us what Sporting Kansas City has been doing in their MLS form.
Well, in their MLS form in the last couple of games, I don't remember, to be honest with you, but. Like we were saying, they have 2 to 3 games in hand on people that they're trying to beat out for a spot. 9 matches left, 5 home, 4 away. Those away ones are at Miami, at St. Louis, at RSL, and at Minnesota. So six of the nine teams they played in the last nine games are playoff position teams at the moment. So it's not exactly an easy schedule. But, yeah, they've got to optimize points as soon as they can. If they don't win against San Jose, then, yeah, it's probably not going to happen for sure. I mean, mathematically, it could still happen. But
not a lot of margin for error in these last games.
No.
And that was very well done by you. I apologize for throwing it to you the wrong way. I heard.
Oh, you're good.
Before I heard you, he said he was looking at the games. He was looking at the next nine. I thought he was looking at the last previous game.
No.
So I thought I was setting him up really well, and I set him up wrong. But well done there. Thank you for that. Yeah, a lot
so,
of.
I mean,
go ahead.
The positive to this is the first two games on this stretch are at home. So if we can get some momentum there, who knows what could happen.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing. They're right there at the playoff line. Nine games left. There's so many points left on the table. 27 points. Like, you could do so much damage with that. You could climb the table a lot, in theory, with that. But at the same time, it just feels like, holy crap, they can't drop any of these points. Like, the margins will be very thin. They are at the bottom of the table, and other teams are going to falter as well. But... yeah, like you said, I think coming out of the gate here with this of the finish, the home stretch, I think these first two at home are really going to be very important.
And they need those teams to drop points above them, man, because there's like Robert pointed out, there's two or three games. Minnesota has three games in hand. That's right above them. Houston, which is the ninth place team, has two games in hand. They're only 3 points out, but they have lots of opportunity to make up points on Sporting.
And a lot of these other teams got the rest that Sporting got as well. You know, the only teams that didn't that went deep were Miami and Nashville, and we play each of them. But everybody else is just as rested as we are.
But, hey, Pulido got a little extra rest.
There you go.
Thanks for that reminder, Thad.
It took Cody a second to catch on to what I meant.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to have more to say. You just wanted to drop that bomb there and then leave it. Okay. I would also point out, yes, they need those other teams to lose, but I'm going to be that guy and just say we're dropping the first 10 games of the season, and we're going to look at the form since then. And that form is not bottom of the table form. Still not as good as we've wanted it to be. Since they got all these players back, every time you think that they're like out of the woods, then they falter again. But there is reason to believe that they can play better than their spot on the table. And I feel good about it. I do see us sneaking into the playoffs. And I also see Miami sneaking into the playoffs and then beating everyone again.
Do you really think so? Do you really think that's going to happen?
I mean, What is there any reason to doubt it at this point? I understand your hesitancy, but I mean, come on, they're going to be able to lose some of these games now and still be able to like get into the playoffs. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but they got ran into the ground during this tournament.
Yeah.
He did not sub a whole lot. And those three guys have got to be tired. And I tell you what, I mean, Busquets, he has impressed, but there are times when he's just not been impressive. He's kind of a wimp sometimes. He doesn't take a foul very well, and I don't know, we'll see.
He's very much the one of the three that is not going to do the running, and he's going to rely on, like, he's just that old guy that is not in shape. He's got his tricks and he has an amazing skill and he can still make those passes. But yeah, he's not going to be doing the running a lot, and he's going down easy, and yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're 12 points out, man.
Okay, yeah, that's so a lot. Maybe they can't lose any of these other games.
They have, you know, they've only played 22 games, so they have one or two games in hand on everybody above them, but that's a lot of points to make up. You can maybe do it with Messi scoring a lot, but remember, he might be gone for games against Argentina, or for Argentina, rather. And that would be the same time that Sporting was playing him.
Yeah, that'll be actually an interesting discussion. What is the game? What the international break is for? What games for Argentina? Are they friendlies? Are they important matches? I think all of the really important matches are kind of wrapped up, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything important, but I think he just wants to be in Argentina as a World Cup champion.
Yeah, that's true. Like, he's got to do his victory laps. But I don't know. Maybe we'll see. It might be an interesting thing. Maybe he will get there. They'll be on the verge. He'll start winning some games, and he'll see the mission is with Inter Miami, and he can't leave, and he needs to be there for his team.
Maybe.
Wouldn't put it past him. But also, yeah, you got to go play for Argentina. You got to go put on La Albi Celeste and do the victory laps after the World Cup.
I don't know. When he sees Sporting on the schedule, he might circle that date. So, you know.
Got to get that win.
Might make a point.
he wants to trade jerseys with Pulido.
That's what it is. Do you see who got his Messi's jersey in the League's Cup final?
No.
No.
Cody will be proud.
Who?
Dax McCarty, fellow Ginger.
Oh, did he? Good job.
Yeah.
Dax got in there.
He's like the only guy on the other team that's close to the same size.
I was actually rooting for David to be here, who couldn't make it. He's being a dad today.
For good reason.
I wanted to hear him talk about Walker Zimmerman's just dive in on Messi on that goal. David seems to have very little patience for any time a defender sticks out a leg and it doesn't work. And that was Walker Zimmerman, one of the best of us on defense in our entire nation. And it looked like a training ground game for Messi. I was excited to hear him defend that.
Well, back to Sporting, Cody. I felt bad, so I went back. Sporting in their last 9 games before the Leagues Cup, 3-2-4. 3 wins, 2 losses, 4 draws.
Man, see, like, how is that possible? It seems like they were playing so much better.
Well, that's only 2 losses. That's the positive. But ties aren't going to do it to get this playoff spot.
No, they need to turn the draws into the points into 3s.
For sure. So that's only 13 points out of a possible 27 right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's 27 points left on the table now, and 13 is not going to do it this time.
No.
Probably not.
But they're, so we'll see.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, we'll keep moving. This morning, very early this morning, Spain won the Women's World Cup over England. And that is just a crazy situation right now. We haven't even talked about the Spanish women's national team and the drama with their coach on this show yet. But Thad, did you watch the game? Did you see any of the highlights from it? Did all 3 of us check out after the U.S. lost? Was anyone still watching them?
I was.
I hung in for the. I wanted Australia to win, but I couldn't get up for this one.
I did not get up for the 3rd place game, so I will admit that. But I got up for the game this morning. I got up for several of the games that I cared about, and not all of them, but I was up at 5, watched the game, made breakfast at halftime.
Yeah, that's too early. They definitely need to form all the Women's World Cups around the American time zones. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Spain, excellent team, man. I was hoping they would win because I did not want to hear we're coming home for England anymore. I hate that. Screw
it's,
them.
It's coming.
Agreed.
It's one of those I really could have rooted against both teams because of things that Spain's coach federation has done, but the Spanish players, man, were just so talented, so good.
Yeah.
They were more fun to watch, and I'd rather hate England.
They're a very fun team to watch. They were passing the ball around like you would assume any Spanish team ever would. And it was, they're a very good team. I was rooting for them as well. But there is the weird situation that Thad just mentioned with the head coach. At some point last year, 15 of their best players all said, citing work or citing conditions, environment around that this coach has created, that they were not going to be playing anymore. They refused to get rid of this coach. Vilda is his name. And while the players were still celebrating this win on the field, the Federation tweeted out a picture of him, and it said Vilda in. And so there's just this weird animosity between the players on the field that are doing these amazing things and winning the World Cup and their Federation and even their coaching staff. And there were just some pretty incredible scenes throughout this tournament of the coach trying to celebrate with them after a win and being shunned, or high-five them coming off the field. And, yeah, it's insane that they were able to win this tournament, and that it seems like the Federation, all the way down to the social media manager, is just here for it to, you know, poke at the team, poke at the players that they know are not happy with any of this. Thad, what do you think about all of this?
It's incredibly sad that there are so many issues still out there. Like, as bad as some of that was, think about Nigeria. I don't know if you've paid any attention to that.
Yeah.
The coach there, Randy Waldrum, former Pittsburgh, Notre Dame, Houston, NWSL coach. He's coached Trinidad. I've actually tried to tweet out stuff for them to help raise money back when he was coaching Trinidad because they were so poor. But they got mad at him, and they wouldn't let him bring one of his assistants along that does all the video stuff. One of their own PR people was calling him a terrible coach. Like, your own PR person, calling you a terrible coach.
That's not a PR person.
it's incredible how bad all of that is. So,
and yeah, so it looks like Spain has no intention of resolving this in any way if they're still behind this coach. And then that's another weird dynamic that they won with this coach in charge, but then, you know, what is the locker room environment like? Or is he just standing there in front of them saying these things and they're not listening? Or, you know, he has to decide the tactics and they have to follow. I want to see a documentary of what went on during this World Cup. It's really an amazing story with an unfortunate story. And it seems like it's just going to continue as well.
I wonder how many of them will actually walk away now that they've won the World Cup and they don't have something to prove for the next couple years at least.
Right. And then, yeah, you'd think that the power is kind of in their hands right now, that they can, at least when the U.S. wins a World Cup, then they want to do all these games and friendlies and this tour to get all these games in. And if none of their players are going to do this for Spain now, then, you know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I do have a question, though. Did you watch the awards ceremony after that this morning?
I didn't.
They had the Queen of Spain, I think Princess of Spain up there.
Nice.
And, you know, FIFA people and all that stuff. But there was one guy at the end of this that was next to the royal people. They was just like hugging players and lifting them up in the air. And it was like, who is this guy? I was trying to figure it out, and I never have. I haven't figured it out yet. So
okay, by the end of the show, you're gonna have to figure that out.
Yeah, that's probably not gonna happen if I haven't figured it out already.
We'll Google it. You gotta figure it out, or maybe one of our commenters, our viewers, our listeners can help you out on that one. Way to go, Thad! He just derails the show every time. Great, you set it up wonderfully, but we're not gonna get the payoff for it.
I was going to you for answers, man, because you're like informed.
You should have done this before the show. How great of a payoff would that have been? We could have ended the show with figuring out the strange man. Okay. Listeners, get on that. The Currents got a win. What day? Was that Friday night?
It was.
Friday night. 1-0 over the OL Reign. CC Kaiser got the goal. Were you in attendance, Thad?
I was. That's Cash Money Kaiser now.
Cash Money Kaiser. Mm. We calling her that now? I didn't know that.
Her nephew, cousin, somebody in her family called her that. so that she did the celebration after she scored of, you know, like the saving the money kind of thing.
Yeah.
She she did something. She said it was, and it was interesting though, because she said it was a really hard week for her. That she had a lot of stuff going on off the field, and it was very much a mental struggle. And then she didn't start, and she's always tore up about that. So coming on and scoring that goal was really huge for her personally.
Interesting. Maybe you should interview her and see if there's more there.
I will probably try. I don't know how it's. Sometimes when they have personal issues, man, they don't want to talk about it, and that's, you know, I'm not going to push it and stalk them.
Of course. Okay. The Swope Park Rangers got a 1-0 win also over Minnesota United 2. Benny's boys are in fourth place. It seems like they are.
Benny is the greatest coach ever. Benny should be the Sporting Kansas City coach. There's no doubt about it. I'm sorry, just doing my David imitation.
Yeah, we're filling in for David IRL there. Yeah, it seems like they're winning more games. Weren't they poor to start the season in the same way that Sporting KC was?
I won't say poor, but they've kind of been, you know, up and down at different times also. Just not as bad by a long shot. They've had a couple. In fact, I think they had a couple game losing streak before this game. It was either before this game or two games ago.
Yeah, it was two losses in a row and then two wins.
Yeah, so they've had a little struggle at times.
Tell us about this win, Thad.
Alanis Vargas got the goal. He's
took a shot on that name there. We'll count. We'll count it.
Vargas, I think, is pretty close.
Vargas, the rest of it.
But he's been performing really well for him. And with Pau Vidal, who got injured a couple games ago, actually tweaked something in warmups and tried to go, and then they pulled him out pretty early in the game. So he's been one of their consistent scorers. It was a pretty first-team lineup, though, yesterday also. Felipe Hernandez, Cam Duke, Rindolf, Pulse Camp.
Nice.
Flores. But those guys played fairly well, but it was – these are SKC2 players who actually look the best. So
you think they're trying to keep Pulse Camp sharp during this layoff, and that's why he played? Or is it a hint that, you know, Emilio's going to be coming back come next week?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just keeping him sharp. That's been pretty much historically, when they play at home and they don't need a player like the next couple days, you know, they'll give the keeper a shot down there. Mm-hmm. So that's a McIntosh got a lot of games down there the last couple of years. Pulse Camp's got a lot of games down there the last couple of years.
All right. Anything we're missing from the soccering world this past week, gentlemen, or the upcoming week? I think we've got it all.
Just going back to SKC2 for a second, they're returning to their roots. For the next two, their next two home games are at Swope Park.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
That was good timing of me calling them the Swope Park Rangers.
So they have five games left, two of them at home, and they will be down at Swope Park.
What and for? Why are they doing that?
They did it last year, too, where they played some in Lawrence at Rock Chalk Park and some at Swope. This year, they only played two down there. I think last year it was four.
Okay.
It may be just because they're like college soccer starting up, so they might, they need the stadium.
All right, I might have to go check out Benny's boys.
Yeah, it's a lot easier trip down there for at least for me.
yeah, than Lawrence. Okay.
So Vlatko stepping down is I think I know what you think, that he's headed to the current, but would they announce it before the end of the season, you think, or would they wait till the offseason?
What makes you think I think he's headed to the current?
You've hinted at it before.
No, I have not.
I haven't heard him, not on this show at least.
Alluded to it? Okay.
No, no, I have not.
Okay. All right.
You got to think about this, okay?
He's adamant.
I'm not saying he's not going to go. This is not me saying that. I know that they are trying for him very hard. I know they are. But the but you have to keep in mind the coach that's with the current, the first year, Hugh Williams, and some of the things that may have not been treated as well as he should have been was these current owners. The guy who coached them the second year took them to the final. Matt Potter was an assistant for Vlacco. He knows exactly what went down with all of that, which I don't think is perhaps done as well as it should have been done. So he knows all that. If he goes into that situation, he's going to have to go into it with a guarantee of certain amounts of control that has not been there for the other coaches.
Yes, good point.
So that's why I've not ever said that he was likely to go there. I would like him to go there.
Right.
I think it's is that new reporting, though, that you know that the team is working on it, that the team wants to do it? I don't know that I've heard that anywhere else.
No, it's been elsewhere that they are.
Okay.
I may have been a little bit more adamant about it, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know they want to, they've talked to him.
All right, gentlemen. 1 week left. I'm excited for this final stretch, 9 games. And will everyone be there this weekend?
Yep.
Need to make sure Thad is not writing any of the recaps for this last 9-game stretch. I'm assuming
he only does it if he has to. Yeah.
I'm assuming you'll be taking pictures, so I think we're in good shape for the San Jose game on Saturday.
Yeah, at least for the home games, I don't normally do a recap. So,
morning.
Has just been sent off. Some part of strong evolve gone soft. My Bartang's got me drinking. My Bartang's got me drinking. My Bartang's got me drinking. Give me a bit of whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My Bartang's got me drinking. My Bartang's drinking. My foot, my tings got me drinking.